Wherewith thou shall a young man cleanse his ways, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You are about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazo Assembly, Sotom, in the Save Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Oh, are you clapping or you are just attempting to clap? Miracles. Hallelujah. Miracles will happen this morning. Say amen. I said miracles will happen this morning. Say amen. As we lift our voices to pray. How many of you are ready to pray this morning? Pick your Bibles. Acts chapter 15, verse 20. The book of Acts. Chapter 15, verse 20. We are closing in the next 10 minutes. Acts 15. And verse 20. Wafa. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm asking you to open to Acts because many of you came here with New Testament.
Yes.
But if you are holding New Testament, you are not serious.
Not at all.
Yeah, you are not serious. But I will pardon you. He says, look into your Bibles. He said, but that we write unto them. But that we write unto them. Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
Benedict, how are you? Yeah. Are you sure you are ready to pray?
Yes.
We are, you see, ready. Because what the devil wants to do with your life now, if you allow him, do you understand? If you allow him and you have to decide that you are allowing him or you are not allowing him. But we are not giving the devil a place in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
When you say amen, I want the place to vibrate. And he says that they may abstain from pollutions of idols.
Yes.
Everybody say pollutions of idols.
Pollutions of idols.
Say it like people who go to school and they pay fees for them. Say pollutions of idols.
Pollutions of idols.
Yes. There is something in the Bible called pollutions of idols. Now, listen, before we pray. An idol is not that thing at Volta region that they use cement to do it and put cowries in the this thing that they tell you that is, or when you watch Nigerian movie, some wood be that they say so juju or something. No, those are not only idols, you should know. There is something called an idol. Now, there is an idol in your rooms. All of you standing here, you have idols in your rooms.
Yes.
Yes. Some of you even have idols in your bags right now here.
Hey, that one.
Now, listen to me. An idol, T.A., an idol is anything. Like when we are defining matter. Matter is anything. How do we say anything? An idol is anything that takes the place of God in your heart.
Nah. It's
simple. This one, by class 2, you should get what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Anything that takes the place of God in your heart, Benedicta, is an idol. You don't need to under your bed. Some of you, your idol is that yam phone with 2 CDs Airtel Tigo credit on it. That is your idol. 2 CDs. You cannot handle a yam phone. Some of you, the day you get an Android phone, that day you are a fetish priest.
Hey.
Yes, the day you get Android. Some, your auntie B has made the mistake that she has bought iPhone 6 and she's giving you Infinix Hot 3 that the face has cracked.
Hey.
And you can't even see the thing. Some of you, the day you get that phone, that is the beginning of your foolishness. Yes. But there is something we call eye pollutions of idols. An idol can pollute you, Prince. An idol is an iPad. Yes. Some of you is an iPad.
Yes.
Some of you, your idol is even dress. Shirt. Hey. Dress.
Okay.
Some of you, it's a shoe.
Oh.
Yes. As you are growing up, ladies, one of the idols you battle with is Togo wig.
Brazilian hair.
Togo, not Brazilian own is even expensive. Togo. If you see Togo wig, you come to church. If it's about to rain, hey, this Togo wig my beloved has bought for me. Hey, and I mean, meninam isun mukwa sorry. Yeah, that's saying no. Yeah. Anything. Some of you is television. Television. My sweet case. That one. Sweet case. Mahubala is an idol.
Yes.
And he said that we are writing to you, children, that you abstain when you watch how to avoid HIV.
Yes.
A is what? Abstain. Yes. Abstain from multiple sexual partners. Abstain.
Okay.
Abstain. Have you heard the word abstain before?
Yes.
How many of you have heard the word abstain? Abstain is a fancy word. It means don't go close. Avoid it. Abstain. Prevent it. People have gone to hot cars. Their English is coming this morning. Yeah. That we write. For you to abstain from the pollutions of idols, somebody must write to you. Somebody must advise you. That is why I brought, in case you are wondering, last week, because you came to church last week, when you came, you didn't see me here. I'm the pastor. I just travel.
Yes.
Right now, my ministry, I travel from place to place. I'm about to say, man, I'm feeling good.
Wow.
Yeah. The people, you are angry that I travel.
Yes. They are
look,
annoyed.
The church I went to last week, it was air-conditioned church.
Air-conditioned.
Your church is by a toilet. Air-conditioned. Of last, the people I went with. Me preaching and from a pa air bomb home. And ya hana, if I'm no boss here, let the toilet in you know about them, I say. But our story is changing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look, I'm not saying, man, it's like you don't want us to move from this place.
Yes.
I say, our story is changing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our church, which have 5 air conditions.
Yeah.
My God. We are about to pray.
About to pray.
That God deliver me. You see, the prayer is not us. It's not us. Nobody should pray that deliver us. You are praying that God deliver me from the pollutions of idols. I'm not sure you understand the prayer topic. Look, if you pray this prayer well, there is a certain trap which has been set for you this Christmas.
Yes.
A trap.
A certain
trap. Now, you are going to pray that God should deliver you from any idol. You see, when it's getting to Christmas, from October, I've been very, very angry. You see, because when it's getting to Christmas, that is when people's spirituality come down.
Yes.
If you say you have been a Christian for the past 2 years, you will see. My senior, the idea it
does
more. Yes, unplanned erections.
Yes,
Bema morning. I'm now say when not sorry. Oh, who says so? On plan erection. Yeah. Kando sike lebe.
Amen.
You don't understand what you are talking about, huh? You want to pray that God, you see, some of you, your idol is a certain man with a pot belly.
Hey.
Who is in the area. And he is the only one who has flat screen.
Hey.
And this Christmas, you go and watch TV in his room.
Yeah. Hey. That is Christmas.
He will chop you Christmas. You see something I've seen
Christmas.
Before. Queen, do you understand I'm preaching?
Obedu.
This is not preaching. This is opening prayer.
Yes.
Yeah. Lift up your hands. Look, if you know you are not ready to pray, go out. Every day I'll keep saying this thing.
The door is yeah. Front.
But the time we are done with this prayer, any idol cannot stay in your heart.
Amen.
And you never be polluted again.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. Say, Father.
Father.
I can't feel the prayer. I can't feel you people here. Say, Father.
Father.
Any idol. That has been set. Against my life. As I clap my hands. And I pray. Deliver me. Lift your voice and pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of you, I can feel that you are not praying. You don't want to pray. But you see, wait till your temptation comes.
Yes.
Ezekiel 36:25. Our last prayer. You don't pray at home. Here too you have come to pray. You are doing yourself like beer bottle.
Hey.
Yeah, be there.
Beer bottle.
You don't know. Ezekiel 36:25. It says, Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. How many of you need clean water?
Yes.
Look, there is a lot of pollution in this world.
Yes.
You think that because you don't have a breast, nobody's interested in you.
Wait
till you see. Have you not seen somebody who is around 6 years who have been raped before?
Yes.
You have no idea. Yeah. So don't say that. I didn't also for no I didn't be born with that. Prayer no yedi ko him. Who see prayer no yedi ko ukrom. Yedi impai born yedi ko ukrom because a one now ukrom for mu achichiru.
Yes.
Where's my kerchief? You don't understand.
Okay.
He said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you and ye shall be clean. How many of you want to be clean?
Yes.
You want to be clean. You see, when you look at your life, your life is full of baller.
Yes.
The things you think about is full of baller.
It's true.
And to some of you, if it has not been church, by this time you are a Sakawa boy.
Yes.
I don't fear you. But some of you girls say, if it has not been church, like by this time you have a child.
born
Madam,
again.
How old are you? 16, you can have a child.
Born again.
Yeah. You are born again. You are born and you are born again.
Born again.
Even some of you, water baptism.
Oh.
Born is one. Born again means two children. Water baptism is three children. Speaking in tongues is four.
Ah.
Yeah.
We speak in tongues. Amen.
He said, and ye shall be clean. Ye shall be clean.
Yes.
Look, the people who have been doing Sakawa, they have all been to Sunday school before. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Look, Shatawale has been to Sunday school before.
Yeah,
I'm telling
one.
You. You think Shatawale was born in the beer bar?
Not at all.
Shatawale used to sing, Father Abraham has many. He has sung some before. Yes. Yes. You are here. You think you cannot be a worldly person. You can easily be. If you are in the church crowd, if I pick your phone right now, look at the songs on it. Eh?
See you, Pa.
I don't want to defile myself this morning.
Yes.
Before I preach. And he says, look at what you'll be clean from. He said, from all your filthiness. Your filthiness.
Yes.
You are full of filth. The movies you watch is full of filth.
Hey.
When nobody is with you, look at the things you watch. It's full of filth.
Yes.
Yes. Your brain, you don't think, if you are in a room alone with a girl, all you think about is sex. At your age.
Sex.
In white church. White church. Madam, you don't understand what I'm preaching. You don't understand these things.
Don't understand.
You want me to teach you John 3:16 and close you. He said, you see, the filthiness, not Samu. All your filthiness. All.
Hey.
All. All. And he said, and from all your idols, these idols that has been polluting you, because of a sprinkling of clean water.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know dirty water?
Yes.
Dirty water is the water that when you bath comes out.
That one.
That's dirty water. Yeah. Gutter, circle gutter water.
Hey.
The gutter water that you fed from circle and Nima
Choco.
And Choco, you mix it.
Yes.
That is dirty water.
Dirty water.
Yeah. Clean water is Belakwa.
Yeah.
Children, that when you are sweating like the way I'm sweating, you drink it.
Yes.
It does something to your throat.
Hey.
Yeah, that is clean water. Chilled one.
It circulates the truth.
Even if you are thirsty and they give you a Nima gutter water,
hey.
you not drink.
You die.
You not drink. He said, and I will sprinkle clean water upon you.
Yes.
We are coming to pray that, Lord, sprinkle clean water. You see what? What you need then? You don't need oil. You don't need me to sprinkle oil on. You need clean water. Queen, you need clean water.
Clean water.
I'm not feel you need clean water. If you don't need clean water, you are righteous. So just go so that our prayers don't pollute you.
Yes.
When you look at the things you do at school, when your pastor is not there.
Hey
sister. Sometimes they wonder whether you say you go to church, but they are not sure. That they ask you, who's to qua soron?
It's true.
Qua soron. Hey, you know, we start according to you say. So qua soron, Charlie. Yeah, who's to qua? We don't even know whether you are Shatawale's daughter or not. Because you can sing all the songs. Yeah. When you begin to gather your friends and begin to tell them about profane movies you have watched, and say, hey, sister. Also, to new man, sorry for no, I know.
Oh, no,
hey, and there's not to new man, so for no, dear. I wonder the type of church you attend, but we need clean water.
Yeah,
everybody say we need clean water.
We need clean water.
Your madam is teaching, you are there looking at madam.
Hey,
share madam Botos.
Love you.
You have watched Madame Botosa.
Vincent. Oh, Vincent.
Now, no, so, or three fractions, eh? We have vulgar fraction, improper fraction. Do you understand? They say, yes, madam. And the mixed fraction. You multiply this by this, then you get proper fraction. Then you multiplication of fraction.
Hey, Vincent.
Madam, chira die, na ni breast ho so say.
Hey. Ete 20.
Man, lobo.
Vincent, why? Vincent, why? Oh.
Pollutions. All these things shows that you need clean water.
Yes.
Your brain is full of filth. Hey, your classmate girl, they are going to urinate.
Hey.
Okay, yes, pa. We sure must say ya. But God is going to sprinkle clean water. Say, lift up your hand. Say, Father.
Father.
Look. Say, this is the last prayer. Then we are about to pray. Say, Father.
Father.
I need clean water.
I need clean water.
Sprinkle clean water.
Sprinkle clean water.
On me.
On me.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From filthiness.
From filthiness.
And from idols.
And from idols.
And from pollutions.
And from pollutions.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
And as I pray.
And as I pray.
May I be clean.
May I be clean.
Lift up your voice and pray.
Clap
your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Somebody pray. Ba 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 Sing it again.
You are great, yes, you are holy one. You walked upon the seas, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. Everything written about you is great.
Mighty, mighty God, worship you today. Give you all the praise as we lift our hands to you. With pleasure in our heart, we lift our voice to say. Is great.
Mighty, mighty God. Worship you today.
We give you all the praise as we lift our hands to you. With pleasure in our heart, we raise our voice to sing.
Oh, and everything
written about you is great. Father, we thank you. Everything written about you is great. We pray, oh God, that the preaching of your word will profit us. Let our lives be changed. Let the yokes be broken. Let every filthiness be washed away by the sprinkling of the clean water. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We will lay down our idols, those that we have made and those that have taken our hearts. Father, deliver us from the pollutions of this world. Make us clean in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Take your seat. Come in. All the people outside, come in. Come inside. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Are you glad to be here? Oh, I said, are you glad to be here? Who sit there? You know how the church, when you sit, don't make an empty seat. And somebody from there should come and sit here. Somebody should come and sit here too. Where is George? Doing what? Why is he in J Church? Wofa, Tanase, what? I said move this way so that somebody can come and sit there. Vintin, sit. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be here? Preaching for 3 minutes. My time is already up. Deuteronomy 6:6. Chapter 6, verse 6. Those of you who have brought my envelopes, come and put it down here. Brought the envelopes, come and put it down here. Here last week they shared the envelope for you. Quick. Only one person has brought it. Put it down here. Yes. Kasula Bande. Put it down. God bless you. Your reward will not bypass you. Did I say Exodus or what? Deuteronomy 6:6. Are you here? Yeah. And this verse. What were you doing, J Church? But the person is crying. You are the nursing father. You are giving the person breast. The person is crying. I'm not giving them. God bless you. And this verse, before you see, by 12, I finish preaching. I have 15 minutes more. Which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. This verse 6, is for your parents. So, and this verse, this is God speaking. He said, and this verse, which I command thee this day, shall be in thy heart. Okay. Verse 7 says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Okay. There is something, who is sitting by you? I told, don't let MST sit by you. Push. Sweetheart. Push. Okay. Somebody from that place should just. So, do we have ashes in this church? Am I the one supposed to be doing this work? The ashes, what is their work? Where are the ashes in the church? Where are the ashes? If you are an asher, stand up. We don't have ashes. So what's your work? Your work is to sit at the back. And do what? You can't go to Britain with this thing. You can't go to Brazil. Listen, Brazil can have killed you long ago. Okay, I will come. Say I'm away Juma 1 year, you be cool. Ghana the Yeshi. American can yeah, born to you. And thou shalt teach them diligently. They underline the word diligently unto thy children. What I'm doing now is that I've been trying to teach you diligently. Last week, I wasn't here. I was at one of our branches, Achimota. Very nice place. Okay. I hear Pastor George preach powerfully. So some of you, when I came, somebody came to tell me, hey, today I've come. We thought it's Pastor George who is about to preach. Because we're blessed last week. Don't worry. Next week, I will not be here. I'll leave. And right now, you have Pastor George who has been pouring oil on you. So, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And thou shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house. How many of you have a house? If you are renting the place, put your hands down. How many of you have a house? House is for you. Hey. You don't know whether the house is for you or your father is renting it. If the house is for your father, lift up your hands. Wow, my church is blessed. Almost everybody's. If your father doesn't have a house, you will build 6-bedroom houses. Am I at Abilinpe? I said you will build 6-bedroom houses. Boss, you don't want to build a house, You want to be the chairman for the Ghana Renters Association. Okay. When thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. 4 chances to read God's word. That's the title of my preaching. 4 chances. 4 opportunities to read God's word. Yes. 4 opportunities. We are all looking for opportunities. Of us, sit down. Where are you going? No, turn around. Okay, you go. Everybody is looking for an opportunity to do something. Every day, people are looking for scholarships. People are looking for where they can find children. So you see your parents, some of your parents are going to prayer camps Tuesday evening, Monday mornings on the Namachimota Forest. Do you understand? People are doing things to get things. But this time, I am teaching you diligently. 4 chances, a chance, an opportunity to read the word of God. The most important thing, look at my face, you don't need to write. The most important thing in this world, I will tell you, is not your father's flat screen. Take your golden bag. The most important thing, it is not your father's Toyota car with registration number GR472W. I check. If you have a car with that registration number, I check. Ebehu, Nimrechim. Yes. Now, if you see a car number plate, we are talking about 2018-2019. Yeah. Udinam W. And you are raising your shoulders in your class, say your father is rich. Yeah. Ladies, the most important thing in this life is not your breast. Yes. Even when you look at the part of the body, the most important part of your body, do you understand? It's not your breast. No. If your breast is not there, you can live. There are women, brothers. It's not every woman who has breast, too. Some people have cement paper inside their bodies. Some of them, they've cut their breast because they had breast cancer and they've cut it. So the person has put foam over there. Yeah. The most important part of your body is your brain. But I'm coming back to the word of God. The word of God is the most important thing in this life. I thought you were clapping. because you are carnal. Yeah. Look, I'm not teaching fraction. I'm not teaching simultaneous equation or quadratic expression. I am teaching the word of God diligently. Find the meaning of the word diligently. Those of you with iPad and other electronic gadgets, look for the word diligently or the word diligent. Quickly, if you say you go to good schools. Yeah. The most important thing. The most important thing is the word of God. It says what? Diligent and obedient. Appropriate effort. Okay, to do something diligent means with appropriate effort. It is a siano. Another one. Yes, who the synonyms no count here? With intense and concentration. Yes. Focus. As the teacher doesn't say focus, I say focus. Yes. I don't know the school he went to. Say focus. Focus on the board. It's like focus on the hand. With responsible regard. You see, all these adjectives are describing how diligent the word of God should be taught to you. Because it is the most important thing. If you take the word of God out of your life, Alex, your life is a mixture of garbage. Another, the Greek word for baller is garbage. Yes. Yes. And he said, thou shalt diligently teach it unto thy children. And thou shalt talk to them. Your parents are supposed to talk to you. But because some of you, even your parents, how many of you, as the week has passed, you have not seen your father. You have not seen your father. Lift up if you have not seen your father. Lift up your hand. You have not seen your father. Put down now. The week passed. You didn't see your mother. So if I've lived this, if we live this way that we are living it for your father and your mother, you become a fetish priest. Yes. Because there'll be nobody to talk to you. That is why when you come to church on the Sunday, you see, like my age, do you see what I'm wearing? I'm not supposed to wear this. Because very soon I'm going to be somebody's husband. I can't be wearing this big shoe. Today somebody saw me with this big shoe. He said, what's up for no? Me, I'm in here. Do you understand? Have you seen a pastor dressing like this before? If there are about 17 churches around us, go and ask, who is the pastor? Do tell what the pastors are wearing suits and tie. They've all tied their neck. Now, here I am with this big shoe that I went to buy at La Paz. And these colorful jeans. Have you seen somebody wearing blue jeans? Not normal jeans, blue. Color blue. What's that? Oh, what's up for Reverend B. Abashadi Webida? Have you seen a Reverend wearing this one before? I can maybe share orange po. So you should know that a conscious effort is being made for the word of God to enter you. Now, you also have a duty to play. You have a responsibility to do, and it is that responsibility that I'm about to teach you. You see, because right now you are not a child. I want you to know that you are not 10 years. You are not 10 years. Yes. Yesterday I was watching television. A certain girl came on the television. I don't know what some of you, what is that, Angel TV, Safachemi or something. A certain girl came yesterday. She said the uncle raped her when she was 9. Yeah. How did the uncle rape her? The uncle came to visit. Sometimes when I'm talking here, some of you feel that I have mash kinky and cotton wool in my head. Uncle Wafa came to visit. And Wafa said, they've given Wafa room to sleep. and go fast. No, me what fast any money bet damn chain. A honor this girl has turned into somebody's kebab. Go fast chop the girl. And when after that, you know, the wife say he is going to the north, but I want to go with the girl to go and spend vacation with her, with him. The mother still alive, and the wife told the girl that if you don't know, you tell anybody that, hey, I've raped you, you die. And the girl was afraid. The wife sent her to the north. North, they are not your husband and wife. Yeah. He has been raping the girl for the past 14 years. Yes, and the girl never told anybody. Right now, a certain spirit came into the girl. The girl, and she yesterday she was seeing her story. She said, if she sees something, she must steal it. Everywhere she goes and she go and work, if she sees money, then she steal it. Then they'll sack her. Yes. And when the girl told the parents that this is what the uncle has done, they said, your uncle cannot do that. They never believed the uncle. They never believed the uncle. Yeah. They never believe the uncle. That is why I look very stupid. Look, if you look at me, I look very stupid to say that I'm sitting down here and I'm doing counseling. Yeah, then I'll say, you come in, sit down, how are you? Let's talk. Then you are telling me issue. I look very stupid to believe you, but I still believe you. I believe you. But some of you, even when you tell the truth, your parents will not believe you. If you tell them that this girl, she said their mother didn't believe, their father didn't believe, all the family, they will, your wife, he cannot do that to you. The girl now, she's born one. Do you know born one? Yeah, she's born. I think she's going to born again. Yeah. Thou shalt talk to them the first chance to read the word of God. He said, when thou sittest in thy house, underline it, in the house, in your house. If we cannot find Bible in your room, if I enter your room now, and I cannot find a Bible, hush, a Bible, then I doubt what you are reading. He said, when thou sittest in thy house, we can find CD of Ejako, we can find CD of movies, we can find everything apart from a Bible. We cannot find a Bible in your house. Are you a Christian? Do you serve God? Do you serve God? That is why some of you, even as you are coming here, as you don't even have a Bible. You don't have a Bible. You have mindset. You have graph books. You have foolscap. You have note 1, note 2, note 3, note 4, note 5, note 10. Your school bag is like a tourist who is traveling from Accra to Takoradi. When you are going to school, you can't even walk. But when you are coming to church, Bible, the word of God, the word of God is very, very important. The word of God, I'm telling you, hey, you see, one day when you grow up, you remember that there used to be a certain pastor who has been preaching to us, but we don't understand. You see, but I make sure you understand. Yeah. Yeah. You see, now we used to have some pastor be, oh, you're very audacious, but, hey, Anna, yeah. Yeah, today I met one mother and I was talking to her. Then she said, look, she was telling me how when this church was Lighthouse at Koligono, how she was part of the choir. Now, this mother, she has a daughter in K Church. If you want her to come to church, it's a ceremony. Yes. She must have a bad dream before she comes. Somebody who used to be part of the church. Then I told her that if you were in the church like by this time, you are a lady reverend, if you are serious. The word of God is active. When you are in the house, in your house. I said, Jessica, in your house. Yes. is in your house except the word of God. Everything. Everything. You have ocular science, ocular mass, ocular social studies, ocular ICT, ocular nature, ocular Pascual, ocular French. This ocular, I don't know where he went to study French, but he still has written French books. Ocular Spanish. Hey. Akula Chi, Akula Gang. One man, he has written on every subject. Should that it's not a serious thing. You can find everything except the word of God. Oh. I should make a mistake and say, we are coming to do movie night. I want movies. Everybody will bring me pen drive with movies on it. Yes. But when you are coming to church, where's the Bible? To bring a gift to me. To bring a Bible. To bring a Bible. You tell me that you cannot afford this. Some of you come and look into my face and stupidly tell me that my mother didn't buy me Bible at your age. At your age. Is it your mother who buys your pad for you? This your pad. Pretty lady. Is it your mother who buys it for you? If your supporter is torn, pressure your mother that your panties are torn and they buy it for you. But when it comes to Bible, you don't have Bible in your house. And you think it is natural. It is the devil. The devil does, look, the devil is fighting you seriously, but you don't see it. The devil is fighting all of you. You don't see it. Yeah. That is why you will not even get your parents to teach you diligently. How many of you here, you can tell me that your parents call you and even do devotion with you in the morning? Lift up your hand. They do devotion in the house with you. One, two. One, two. Is your mother not a Christian? Is your father not a Christian? Your father is a Muslim. You, your father is what? A reverend. You, your father is a Muslim or is a Christian? Or is a fetish priest? Christian. Madam, woman may be a fetish priest and also a Christian. Christian. Look, your mother is Christian or Muslim? Christian. All of us here. Look, oh papa, Christian or Muslim? Sorry, Penny. First service, sorry, Penny. Yeah. But you see, to get your parents to diligently teach you is a struggle. But you see, so this scripture is one of the most powerful scriptures. He said, and these words which I've commanded this day shall, you see, the word is not even in the heart of your parents for them to even teach you. It's not in the heart of your mother. Now, man, who be sorry, no neo. Some of you don't see your mother, you only see them in the evening. If you only see your mother in the evening, lift up your hand. Before you wake up, she's gone. Before you wake up, auntie, before you wake up, auntie, of course, is gone. But you know that she always puts your money on top of the TV. Or on top of the fridge. That's why when you wake up, your first quiet time is the TV you put on. Because that's where your money is. Yeah. A Bible must be seen in your house. A Christian book must be seen in your house. You are here, you say you are a son of Bishop Dagwood Mills. You don't even have one of Bishop Dagwood Mills books in your home. But you have Juno Graphic. You have Juno Graphic. You have magazines. Charles I. What are the confused graphic they come and sell for you? What? Sharp brain. Since you've been reading sharp brain, has your brain become sharp? Sharp brain, how much is it sold for? One CD, 50 pesos. We say pay your tithe. Then it's like we are doing blood transfusion. When we say pay your tithe, it's as if we have using our hand to pull the hairs in your nose. Hey, Christian brother, you can join the army. Yeah. Some of you games. Games. Hey. Games there, you know all the games. You know you are games there, you know. Meanwhile, when I ask you to stand up and mention the books of the Old Testament, it will be war for here. You know all the games. Yeah. You are a You are the devil's grandson. If you are here by now, you see, games, it's an idol. Anybody, you don't pray, you don't do your quiet time, and you play game. Every time you want to play game, every time you want to play game, the game is an idol. It's an idol. I thank God. Number two. When thou walkest by the way. Number two. When you are on your way going out. When you are going out, have a Bible with you. Why are they crying there? Who is carrying? When you are going out. Look, on your way to school, and there must be Bible in you. When you sit in your daddy's car, read your Bible. Read your Bible. I'm giving you one of the best advice. Yeah. When you are going to visit a friend, carry a Bible. Yes. And they should do him everything. She didn't stop. Yeah. Look, children, I'm about to close. What I'm trying to say, that people must see that you are a Christian. People must see that you are a Christian. Some of you, we cannot see. The only thing that will tell us that you are a Christian is your name. Because you are not Abdullah. So we know that perhaps you are a Christian. You are going to visit a friend. Some of you, if you are going to school, there is no Bible in your school bag. Even Bible, you don't bring it to church and then you send it to school. Yeah. Look, you can read all the calculus in the world. But if God says you will not pass your exam, you will not pass. I'm telling you. Jessica, I'm telling you. Learn to put God first. Children, learn to put God first. Yes. When you are going out. You are in your school. You are going to a excursion. Put a Bible in your pocket. They should say that, look, at my workplace, if you are going to have a meeting, they will say, Osofo, pray with us. Somebody's birthday party, Osofo, pray for us. Yes. And when they start playing any song that is not Christian, they know I'm walk out. I will take my food and I'll walk out. When they finish, I'll come in and come and pray for them to close. You join your friends and you talk about all the stupid things. Then you tell them that you are inviting them to church. Hey, how would they follow you? Some of you look more like an entertainment prophet than a Christian. Yeah. You look more like an entertainment prophet. You fool too much. He says, when thou sittest in thy house, comma, when thou walkest by the way, you will walk by the way. Hey, there's a way you must walk. There's a way you have to walk. Don't give me the pressure. Look, what I'm preaching, it is more to you than to your parents. Yes. Don't give me the impression that I'm preaching something bad. I'm not preaching anything bad. Yeah. Number three. When going to bed. Number three. He said, when thou liest down. When you are going to bed. read your Bible. I'm showing you four places you can read your Bible. When you are going to bed, why do you think you get the dreams you get? Why do you think you dream and see snakes chasing you? You are going to sleep and you have not prayed. You are going to sleep, you have not read your Bible. How will you see an angel? How will you see an angel? Of course, you see Satan. Before you sleep, read a portion of the Word of God. You must sleep with preaching messages on. Preaching messages on. Hey, Christian brother. Eh? You haven't prayed. You haven't prayed. How many of you prayed this morning? When you woke up, you prayed. Since you don't have to leave, you don't have to tell a lie. You don't have to tell a lie. Yeah. You wake up, you don't pray. He said, when thou liest down, your life is very still and stinky. There is no reflection of Christ in your life. But God is making your life better. I said, God is making your life better. Yeah. You didn't hear me well. I said, God is making your life better. In your house, you read the Bible. When you are on your way to visit a friend, yeah, you're on your way to school. My noble children, Father, as I'm going to school, I pray that whenever I'm taught, let me understand. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, please come and be with me. In the name of Jesus, and you're on your way to school. Yeah, as you are going to school, we are saying you're going. Oh my baby, sa Adina song says I no more born. Now two, Pami Eugene dear, you know his song because he's your uncle. You know his songs. Scatter bad mind. I dream fear. Oh yeah. Oh, Prince, there are no other songs. Yeah. Look. You are in the car with your daddy. You read the verse. I'm not talking about quiet time. Quiet time, God, there, we're cheating. I'm talking about reading your Bible. How many of you have any book or bishop that give what means? You have bishop, anyone in your house. Hey. Do you read it? No, don't say yes. Don't be quick to say yes. It's decorating your room. When thou liest down. Hey. Look at that. We are thinking about girls. She's about to sleep. Thinking about girls. How will you have a good dream? You are going to sleep. You are thinking about that boy in your class who told you he loves you. Hey. Well, this boy can't even wash his panties. So. Ha, la, 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 la. Yeah. Look, the last thing to do before you sleep is to read your Bible. Write it down. The last thing to do before you sleep is to read your Bible. The last thing to do before you sleep is to read your Bible. Number four, I'm closing. And when thou riseth up, when you wake up, the fourth opportunity to read the Word of God is when you wake up. this one to write. The first thing to do when you wake up is to read your Bible. Those of you writing, you are wise. But those of you who are not writing, I'm not saying you are foolish. I've not said that. But those of you writing, you are wise. The first thing to do when you wake up is to read your Bible. Is it a difficult thing to do? Is it a difficult thing to do? Yeah. Father, change the heart of your children. Change the heart of your children. May you make us, O God, love your word. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Your word is sweeter in my mouth. Oh, sweeter than honey. Yeah. When you wake up, read. The first thing to stretch your hand for is your Bible. Your Bible should be by you. Your Bible should be around you. Young people, don't play with the word of God. Don't play with the word of God. It has the power to save your life. The day you are tempted, soil erosion cannot save you. The day you are tempted, quadratic equation cannot take the temptations away. What can help you is the word of God. Is the word of God. I wish you understand the heart with which I'm preaching this morning. The word of God can save you. I'm about to close. The word of God. The word of God. There is nothing that is better than the word of God. You cannot replace the word of God with any other thing in this life. Yeah. You don't value the word of God. You don't. That's how come you come to church without Bible. You come to church, you have no clothes, and you are walking away. You have no value for God. Do you think you can go to church? You can go to school. 10 o'clock, you have picked your bag and go home. Can you do that? Can you do that? Yeah. Look at the time you come to church. It's a clear sign that we don't value God. You have no respect for the things of God. When you are in your house, let the people in your house know that you are a Christian. At school, let your classmates know that, look, as for you, you are a Christian. You do the same thing the unbelievers do. The same thing. That's why nobody takes you serious again. But these things are going to stop in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Close your eyes, everybody. Don't make any sound. Just stand there. Put your hand on your chest. Say a prayer within you to the Lord. Tell God how far you have gone. Tell God to help you to take His words seriously. Pray. 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 Sincerely from your heart. It's between you and God. When thou liest down, When thou wakest up, when thou walkest by the way, when thou sittest in thy house. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. Don't forget today. Tell God to give you a sweet desire for his ways. Kemandola basana. Libo shike brandaya. Make my life a prayer to you. I want to be what you want me to.
No empty words, no our lies. No talking first, no compromise.
I want to shine the light you gave through your son you sent to save us from ourselves and our despair. Comfort me to know you are really there. Oh, thank you, Lord, for being patient with me. Oh, it's so hard to see
when the eyes
around me.
I guess I have to try. And just to believe what you say, oh, you're coming again.
Coming to take me away. So I might lean to the one. The world out there, you are not some fable or fairy tale. From the dead, oh, I wanna thank you now for being patient with me. Oh, it's so hard to sing
when the rise
around me. I guess I have to try just to leave what you say. Oh, you're coming again,
coming to
take me away. Mandola basandalaba. Oh Lord, you are beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, oh Lord, you are beautiful. Your face is all I seek.
Your face
is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your great abound. I wanna take your word. I wanna take your word and shine it all around. But help me first to live in love. And when I'm doing well, and when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is bringing glory to you. Oh Lord, please light the fire that once been bright and clear, that once been bright and clear. Oh, refill the love of my first love that burns with holy flame. I want to take your word.
I want to take
your word and shine it all around. But help me first to leave it, Lord. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is bringing glory to you. Father, we thank you. We want to take your word and we want to shine it all around. And when we are doing well, Lord, help us never to seek a crown. But Lord, we bring in glory to you. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. And
this has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.